Hello and welcome back to the carnival that never ends, Legends of Philadelphia. Sounds awful. These are your hosts, Tony Tilt a Whirl Trove and Johnny Teacups Zito. I'm Brian Bumper Car Bierman, helping out on engineering duties. You might be wondering, how lazy can I be in this river? Well, in addition to being born and raised in Philadelphia, Trove and Zito have a lifestyle brand, Seth Fellini, that focuses on Philly culture and in-jokes and comfort and podcasts and Dippin' Dots. Lots of times, customers will ask, can I wear cutoffs? Or they want to know roughly how many gallons of urine are in the wave pool. So we decided to start this podcast as an easy explainer for new Philadelphians and a refresher for the old heads. The city fascinates and excites us, so we're hoping to share that with you.
Well, this is certainly not an ad for Clementon Park.
There's more urine in there than you're comfortable with, but not enough for the government to shut them down. That's the answer.
I mean, it's a water park. I don't know if there's more or less urine than any other water park. It's just
not the ocean. There's more pee in the ocean.
No,
not in the ocean.
Yeah, definitely. That's where Godzilla pees.
That's where Godzilla.
Right off the coast of California. Yep.
Right in your water. Right in your drinking water.
Oh.
I haven't been, we were talking about it before we started recording, but it's been 25 years since I've been to Clementon Park. How can we talk about such a topic?
We spend a lot of time doing nostalgia. I myself have not been there since 1996 either. So it's been a long haul.
Yeah, I think the last time I was there was 99 or 2000, around there.
Around then. It was a big deal, I remember, when I went, because the water park had just opened a year or two before that. Yeah. Clementon Park and Splash World is a mid-sized combination theme park and water park in Clementon, Camden County, New Jersey. It is one of the world's oldest operating amusement parks, and it is one of only 13 trolley parks still in operation. The park closed in September 2019 and successfully reopened on June 25th, 2021. So join us as we buy a ticket and take a ride on the big wooden roller coaster at Clementon Park.
What's a trolley park? It just has a trolley?
It's a park that's at the end of a trolley line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they have their, I thought they have their own like little train thing that goes around the park. I thought you were talking about that.
No, this is, a trolley park it was a thing at the turn of the century to encourage people to ride public transportation. They'd put the amusement park at the end of the line.
Nice. I wish they had that now. If I get out at 69th Street and there's a parade or a carnival at Market Frankfurt.
Why isn't there a log flume at Cheltenham Avenue? That's what I wanted to know.
Then let me ask you a question. Who do you think the staff at Clementon Park hates more, the eighth graders of St. Nick's or the eighth graders from St. Monica's?
Oh, St. Monica's, hands down.
You think the St. Monica's
St. Monica's, hands down. Mm. Oh, Pride of South Philly. Ooh. So
the Pride of South Philly, that is true.
Got their noses so that far up in the air.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
St. Nick's kids, those are good kids.
You don't mean the St. Nick's kids didn't like run amok in Clementon Park? Like, I remember kids just like running and screaming. I remember kids, one kid threw up every year, and it was just.
No, we were terrible. We were terrible.
Terrible, right? Like, they must be like, oh, the Catholic school kids from the city are coming today.
Oh, that's awful.
That's horrible when you say it like that.
Why
right?
would you guys go with school? I went with day camp.
Our school in the took summertime. I don't know. It was like our end of the year trip they took us.
Yeah, it was my eighth grade trip.
Damn.
It was my eighth grade trip to the water park. We had a class vote. They were like, Washington, D.C. or the amusement park, and we made the obvious choice. I remember I spent most of the day doing the pool stuff, but I rode the roller coaster, and I had a caricature done of myself, and I had, like, the guy drew me with, like, a big head and a tiny body, and I think he drew me on a diving board because I sat for the portrait in my swim trunks because I was having so much fun running around and swimming.
I wasn't allowed to go to the swim park, but that's really charming.
Why were you not allowed in?
They like my mom was afraid I was drowned.
Oh, okay. Tony swallows. Anthony swallows a lot of water. He you can't trust him in the pool.
I just like
by
the taste of chlorine.
So when you went with school, you guys only did the roller coasters and the rides and things like that?
Honestly, I think I read the. Can you ride the Gravitron for 8 hours straight? Because that's probably what I did. Go upside down.
I have the vaguest recollection of also making sand art there, like in a Coke bottle or something strange like that. I can't quite remember.
I don't know. They had like all kind of things to win.
That was everywhere at the time.
That was all.
Sand art was huge.
Sand art. Let's do an episode on sand art.
Sand art was wild in the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Bierman, how did you end up visiting Clementon Park as a kid?
So, I used to go to like day camp during the summer, and we would go on field trips. And even as a kid, I knew it was like the cheap amusement park. It just like wasn't as big as Dorney Park, and it wasn't Six Flags. Like there was no licensed characters. They couldn't afford anything.
No
like
name
that.
Brands. Yeah.
It's before that stuff existed.
No. Yeah. That they had like, I mean, in the 1907 or whatever. But they had a.
Yeah, when it started.
Yeah. They had Bugs Bunny and Batman at Six Flags. This didn't have that.
You need Batman to have a good time? Come on.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt. It never hurts.
It helps. No, he's a downer.
Yeah, Batman. I agree.
He's not going to go to the water park.
Oh, he's talking in that voice.
Yeah.
He probably cuts in line too. You're waiting for probably the. You're waiting for the get on the log flume or the.
Yeah, everyone likes Batman, but no one really wants to hang out with Batman.
Nobody wants to hang out with him, right? All right.
They want to be like, oh, I know him, but he sucks.
But he sucks.
My recollections of Clementon Park are definitely, it was kind of, I don't want to say generic is a bad thing, but it was like without licensed properties. So like I'm talking about like sand art and generic log flumes or lazy rivers. They did not have branding. Like we talked about in the Sesame Street episode, everything was like associated with a character. Nothing at Clementon Park is associated with a character. It's only associated
with
a ride.
But like the Jersey Shore boardwalk stuff isn't like licensed stuff either, you know. It felt regular. It didn't feel. I only mess with licensed characters, Brian Bierman.
Listen, I went there a bunch. I enjoyed it. It was just like we're here because this is like obviously cheaper to like pay for like 100 kids and the 4 16-year-olds that were in charge of us to go to this park.
It's amazing none of you were kidnapped. It's amazing.
There, there probably was one or two. Law of averages.
You just nobody remembers those kids. They just didn't graduate. A little bit about Clementon Park. The park was founded in 1907 by New Jersey Assemblyman Theodore B. Gibbs, born October 17th, 1838, died October 27th, 1909. So right after the park opened, and his sons Edgar B. and Willard. Theodore Gibbs was a Civil War veteran who was a corporal in Company D, 29th New Jersey Volunteers. He held many local offices, including postmaster and sheriff. He was also a member of the Atlantic City Railroad Board of Directors.
So it is way... It's founded by a Civil War veteran. That's how old...
Yes.
I mean, just when you put it like that, you know, it's like, how old is this log flume? It's like, Abe Lincoln wrote
cut
this
these
log
logs.
Flume.
Yeah.
They're made from Lincoln logs. How was that Gravitron? It's made, it made from old Ironsides.
They had just discovered gravity when the Gravitron at Clementon Park
was a big
was
thing.
Built.
It was a big fad at the time, gravity.
It was a huge advancement in technology. Assemblyman Gibbs, he had his fingers in the railroad business, and so he was like, well, we got this railroad, we got this trolley line, it runs all week bringing people back and forth to work, but what about the weekend? So in the early 20th century,
what about the freaking
parks,
weekend?
What about the freaking weekend?
That's what he said.
So in the early 20th century, amusement parks were built at the end of trolley lines to encourage weekend ridership. The amusement park was a popular destination in the early decades of the 20th century, with a trolley running from Camden, New Jersey, to the park's entrance.
Yeah, you just get on the train, you end up in a carnival.
It just dumps you right at the amusement park. It's can't miss
that's
it.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, for real. It's smart. It's really good business. Henry Ford's like, everyone should stay home on the weekends. And these guys are like, ah, how are we going to make money off of that? We own a railroad. We own a trolley line. So they commodified fun, and they got people to ride the rails on the weekend. In the 1920s, the park included a Nickelodeon movie theater, a dancing casino, a steam-driven carousel, the Jackrabbit roller coaster, and a Razzle Dazzle ride. That's in quotes. Couldn't figure it out. I Googled it. Don't know. The Jackrabbit roller coaster was considered state-of-the-art when it was added to the park in 1919 for the cost of $80,000. It was it's an all-wooden roller coaster.
Is that the one they still have?
No, we'll get into it, but that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this one's gone.
$80,000 is probably. I didn't check the inflation this morning, but that's probably like $1,250,365. That'd be my guess.
The old noggin, huh?
That'd be my guess.
That abacus we bought you for your birthday—it's really coming in handy. It's big.
It's real big.
It's big.
You pull it off, though. You really
TI-83 abacus.
You can play Snake on it.
You can play Snake on it. You can play the drug dealer game
I'm
on it.
Playing it now.
Mm-hmm. On June 22nd, 1931, a fire almost destroyed the amusement park. According to the New York Times, quote, a vivid pyrotechnic display and the successive reports of exploding cartridges added to the spectacular aspect of a fire which swept through the part of Clementon Park, a South Jersey pleasure resort, end quote. Pleasure resort. That sounds fancy.
A pleasure resort.
Yeah.
The Feather Nest Inn.
We should do an episode on that.
Another episode.
We'll all go spend a night in a different room and report back.
I'll spend a night in each room.
Well, it'll be random. There's like the caveman room. There's the space room. Mm.
Space
and there's
room.
The ancient Egyptian room.
What is this?
The Feather Nest Inn. Mm. It's like a themed love hotel. It's like a romantic hotel on 295, I think. Yeah, in Jersey.
I know the Dove. The Inn of the Dove.
See, I don't know that one. We should start.
That one's nice. That one's nice.
We should rate and review all these places.
Razzle Dazzle Ride.
Razzle Dazzle. I'm looking
That's
it up
what the
right
Razzle
now.
Dazzle ride is.
I'm looking it up.
The fire had reached the cartridge supply of the shooting gallery, setting off explosions. Firemen from six adjoining towns fought the fire, which was contained to the shooting gallery and pretzel ride. Also, I looked up the pretzel ride. I couldn't figure out what that was either. The damages were estimated to be
$2,000. 35,637. 50, probably 50.
Right off the old noggin. Look at this guy.
That's very valuable information, and I am sure our listeners appreciate it.
Inflation is wild right now. Everybody should learn this.
It's a hot topic.
Yeah, everybody should. That's just the facts.
You used to be able to burn down a whole amusement park ride for $2,000. That was the going rate.
In my day,
you can't burn down a fucking one of those the softball games for that.
Socialist presidential candidate Norman Thomas campaigned at Clementon Park in 1932 in a July 4th speech in front of 3,500 people. Thomas said, quote,
what?
Yeah. Quote, it is not against foreign domination we must fight, but against a system that denies us bread, security, and any assurance of peace. The men of 1776 in convention assembled at Philadelphia found no success for, found no successors in the old party conventions at Chicago in 1932, end quote.
Deny us like bread, pizza, funnel cake. Little peanuts.
He who controls the Ferris wheel controls the labor. That's so weird. Other families are just like, I'm just trying to ride a roller coaster, you communists.
Socialism was very popular. We talked about this the other week with the Monopoly game. It's 1932 when he gives this speech. Monopoly comes out in 1935. People are into this. People are like, yeah, why aren't the rich paying more taxes? So the socialist candidate for president was trying to, you know, do some third party shit here, get some third party action started, and he went to the epicenter of political life in New Jersey, Clementon Park. In 1936, Philadelphia boxer Al Ettore trained at Clementon Park for the heavyweight title against what? Joe Louis to occur in Philadelphia on September 22, 1936. Thousands of fight fans visited the park to see Ettore train. On September 20, 1936, a 100-foot section of the grandstand collapsed under the weight of about 500 spectators. No one was seriously injured.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. They were just like stomping and getting all crazy, and they were like,
Joe Louis definitely won that fight.
Yeah, the fight was at JFK Stadium, actually, back when they called it Municipal Stadium.
Oh, and wow.
Louis floored Ettore in a 3 count in round 1 and a 9 count in the 4th. Louis dropped Ettore in the third and final for the third and final time in the 5th round. Ettore fell through the ropes as he tried to beat the referee's count. So he was like stumbling all over.
I mean, I'm going to Clementon Park to go train for the fight Joe Louis.
Too much fried dough.
Too much fried dough. Too much total world.
all those custard cones. Yeah. It packs it on. He's got a spare tire.
Why would you train there?
I guess for the spectacle of it, obviously 500 people coming out. It was like, watch him train. He's a killer. He's going to murder Joe Louis.
You got your ass beat in JFK Stadium in front of all those people as well. Like, man, this guy's a sucker for punishment.
Well, his training was just hitting the help me out so I can re-record this. What's the thing called? You know what I'm talking about?
What?
The thing you what hit you with hit? A hammer and it goes ding.
Oh, this. I don't know what that's called.
The whack a mole? Are you talking about the whack a mole?
No. The
thing you hit the hammer, it goes ding.
It's like a strength tester.
What's it called? Oh, God. This joke's ruined.
Joke is ruined.
Well, if you can remember where you were, I already forgot.
What are they called? It'd be easier just to come up with a brand new joke.
No, this is all going in the episode.
It just says strength, hammer strength test. High striker.
All right.
It doesn't have a name.
Damn.
Not like we would like it. Maybe do it again with a love tester.
No. It's gone.
Okay.
It's gone.
The moment's passed. What were we talking about?
How do you train in a Clementon Park?
Oh, how do you train in Clementon Park? Well, you go down the water slide as many times as you want. It's all those steps. It's a lot of cardio, and then you slide down the tube, and you go back up. You do it again.
I mean, I guess you can, like, get on that pirate ship thing and try and, like...
Try to box it.
You can't... Yeah.
Stick and move.
Or try to stand up when you're supposed to sit down.
the wave pool is good for endurance. You know what I mean? It's constantly coming at you and trying to knock you over. And
this is
and
pre-wave
pool. You're getting better balance for it.
Then. They didn't have waves yet.
They hadn't invented waves then. We should do an episode on Municipal Stadium, JFK Stadium. I went and looked up this fight. There was like five huge fights at Municipal Stadium between when it opened in the 20s and when they stopped doing
cool
fights there in the 60s.
It would be cool to see a boxing match at a stadium.
When we talked about one of these matches already when we did the sesquicentennial, it was one of the opening events at the Municipal.
Right.
Yeah, so... And maybe we'll do that too. This Clementon Park is opening a lot of possibilities for us.
Who knew that Clementon Park would be so inspiring?
We should go there in real life.
We should go in real life. It's the 25th anniversary since.
Does that mean it's the 25th anniversary since you graduated eighth grade? Is that what you're?
No, I'm saying I graduated. No, I went to Clementon Park in 1997. That's 25 years ago.
Isn't that 25 years ago since you graduated eighth grade?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I was getting at. Throughout the 1930s through the 1950s, Clementon Park's ballroom hosted dance marathons that were hosted by various celebrities such as Red Skelton and Dick Clark.
It's Skelton.
Red Skelton.
It's Red Skelton. My mom... is a big fan. She's gonna write in, so it's not Skelton.
Oh well, leave it in. I didn't know that. It's Skelton. Leave it in so people learn. I didn't know. I always pronounced it Red Skelton. Red Skelton. Red Skelton. Like he's a He-Man villain.
I always thought of it too. So, you know, you're not alone.
He's scary.
I never read it. Yeah, I guess I never read it out loud. Clementon Park survived the Depression by holding these dance marathons, offering $100 cash prizes to the partners who lasted the longest. $100 goes a long way during the Depression.
Mm. But that's such like from that time. Like here's it, not who's the best dancer, but like who can keep twisting for the most amount of hours.
Yeah, it's an endurance. Who can do the Charleston for 80 hours?
Right, Charleston, of course, the 30s.
And $100, like I said, is a lot of money back then. Bierman, do you have a calculation for us? Do you know how much that was?
It actually doesn't inflate. There was a year.
$100 is $100.
The year we're looking up, it doesn't inflate. It's actually the 1 year that doesn't inflate.
Everything just worked out.
So it'd still be $100, actually.
Okay. In 1977, the Gibbs family sold Clementon Lake Park to Abram Baker.
Was he a Civil War veteran as well?
No, he wasn't that old. He's Spanish American War.
Spanish American.
He probably could have fought. Yeah.
That's a war.
This guy remembers the Maine, am I right? From 1955 to 1968, he owned Glen Echo Park in Maryland. Later, he owned a nightclub in Miami, Florida, and the Fascination Parlor in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So he kind of was working his way through the amusement world.
What's the Fascination Parlor?
Fascination Parlor. I don't know. It seems pretty self-explanatory.
No. All right, I know. I just wanted to hear you say it, but...
I'll tell you what it conjured to me was the idea of like sticking your hand in a hole and being like, ooh, these peeled grapes feel like eyeballs, like being tricked into something, like the fascination parlor.
Oh. But who knows what it is?
Worms or spaghetti?
Yeah. Right, right. And it's parlor spelled P-A-R-L-O-U-R. So I don't know. It has like a, to me, it has like a weird Victorian.
That's gross. I wouldn't want to do that. Feel. I don't know. I'm not going. I changed my mind. I'm not going.
You're out.
I'm looking at bus tickets right now.
No, we're not going. I don't want to do that. I changed my mind. I know. Now that we're here, I'm sorry, but we gotta go.
We gotta go. I don't feel right.
I don't want to do this.
I don't feel right.
I changed my mind.
Call my mom. Tell her to come pick me up.
Cool. Someone pick me up
in Jersey.
So in 1979, operation of the park was turned over to Larry Baker, Abe's son. And it kind of just continued on through the 80s and the 90s, 20 years, just doing its thing. Like Trove said, it was like a boardwalk alternative. Instead of driving 2 hours to the shore, you could take the bus or the trolley out to Clementon Park. And it kind of like lived in that, you know, in that center crossover area for people for many years.
I want to play a couple commercials from that I don't. This one's from 1994, I guess, when they opened Splash World.
I remember when you said, yeah,
I remember
and,
this one,
and,
yeah.
And I didn't remember this, but it has
Buffer,
Michael Buffer's in it.
The Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy.
But he doesn't say that. He says, let's get ready to tumble. And I know it costs a lot of money for him to say, let's get ready to rumble. But do you think it costs more or less for him to alter it?
I don't know. And this is like, I mean, when's the commercial? 1994. So yeah, he's definitely been doing it for Mike Tyson around then.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. He's like, he's a big,
I don't know. How much do you think it cost them to hire him and then they dumped water on him?
Yeah, he's like, he's in a tuxedo and he gets all wet. He's in a, yeah.
Make him look a fool.
He seems like a good sport. No, I think it's cool.
He's I'm saying he was sport. Making bank, though.
Yeah. If I were him, I would have charged more. I think to go off book.
You didn't get enough.
He's in a neighborhood. He's working in Atlantic City. It's no big deal to pop over to Clementon for a spot. Like, I don't know, a lot of professional athletes do like local, like, car commercials, right?
Yeah.
Maxie did that insurance commercial during the playoffs.
The Cure Auto commercial.
Yeah.
Best like, coverage I ever seen.
Yeah. Take it from me. They're the Cure.
Take it from me. We should hire them.
I would love it. But so that's this commercial. I'm going to play it right now.
Let's get ready to tumble! Proudly introducing the new and undefeated champion of water parks, Splash World at Clementon Amusement Park. More wet and wild water fun than you've ever seen in one place. The Atlantic Ocean might be bigger, but it isn't half the fun. Splash World at Clementon Amusement Park, Clementon, New Jersey. Let's get ready to tumble. Now open Thursday through Sunday. Discount coupons at participating McDonald's.
And then the other commercial I remember, like... variations on this, they would play on Fox 29. It was specifically Fox 29, which seemed like it was like they couldn't afford to be on Action News. Or
I also remember when the first commercial came out, they like advertised that the water park was back and it was or out, and they were like, "Yeah, we have a water park." They were like, they were hyping
fucking,
it up.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah. And then it looked like the second commercial looked like they didn't update anything, but they just shot a new commercial.
Yeah, I think they put a bunch of money up front, and then it was just like, it was never, I mean, they just rode on that.
The production value of the 2000s commercial is not as good as the 1994 commercial. 1994 is top notch.
The 94 one got me hype.
What I mean. That one, like, they put a bunch of money in. This one's just like a local ad. And they ran variations of this ad because I remember the song. Fun, fun at Clementon Park. Two great parks. Splash World 2. Something like that.
Something like that.
Splash World 2.
But they would always play this.
A minor.
They would always play this during like Judge Judy and stuff. So I would hear it a bunch because my mom. So this is that commercial.
Fun, fun at Clementon Park. It's double fun at Splash World 2. We're having fun, fun at Clementon Park. Two great parks, one great price. It's double fun.
Clementon Park celebrates the millennium with four new exciting rides. The Inverter, Kite Flyer, Family Fun Ride, Demolition Derby, and Turtle World. And don't forget,
Chaos.
Discount coupons at McDonald's.
It's the fun at Clementon Park.
The two biggest things I remember is like, well, three, I guess. The Jackrabbit, I guess four. The Jackrabbit, which was like the roller coaster, which we'll get into. And it like hurt riding it. Like it was like an old wooden roller coaster.
Hurt your back.
Like so.
Even as a kid.
Yes. Even as a kid, which like you can bounce around like the log flume, which was like fun. The water park had like the Viper, which like the big slide, like water slide. And it was all black, except I don't think it was lights. I think they had like slits in it. So it would like two slits.
Like,
so
like,
it looked
windows.
Like it looked like lights. Like you could kind of see where you were going because of it. That was super fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
And then this other thing I was even looking for before the episode. I've like I'm pretty sure it was Clementon Park. And if anybody knows what I'm talking about, because I think I even asked it on like Reddit before, it was like movie theater on like but it would like move like a four, you know, like the 4D like things. It would like
it would squirt you with water or whatever.
But it wasn't like that. Like it was just like the thing would just move and they would play. And the video was like,
I remember this.
The video was an old, though, at least I don't know if they played different ones, but the one I remember was you went to space and there were like these ant bugs in space and like you like fought them off or whatever. And the big, it was like an 8-minute ride. And the big twist was when you landed, you brought the bugs to Earth. And that was like
was it like something you get in and you can like see it like kind of like turn? It looked like it was like, you from outside actually looked impressive.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely remember this.
But
thing. I haven't thought about that. So
I like remembered it because it was like, this seems like it was an old movie and they just repurposed it or something. Maybe they did film, because it looked old, like even as in the 90s, as a kid, it looked cheesy.
As a kid, like, I mean, for me, like, everything Star Wars was old.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was from like the 70s.
It was like claymation, like ants or something.
Yeah, yeah, like it looked like it was like left over from like another time. But it was like pretty impressive.
Did it look like the Star Wars ride?
Like a spaceship or something.
Like multiple people got it? That's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
like is
yeah,
it like
yeah,
a Star
you could
Wars
fit
experience? Like so people
of,
funnel
yeah,
into it
fit,
and there's
like
a screen at
yeah,
the front.
But not like that.
Yeah, there was a screen at the front. But like it wasn't like cool. It wasn't really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, but like
but
worse.
It wasn't as cool as yeah.
But yeah, I tried looking this up and I don't know the name of it or because I always wanted to know what that was. So if anybody remembers that, let
us
know.
That sounds like some real state of the art stuff.
Yeah. Let us know.
In 1998, three people were injured while riding the Jackrabbit roller coaster after their train derailed and crashed into the park's management office. Officials claimed the ride operator planned to allow the train to run more than one circuit, so he disengaged the automatic brakes and allowed the train to pass through three sets of brakes, but forgot to slow the train manually as it rounded an area of track near the office building. The train was going too fast for the turn and derailed.
I remember this.
That, well, and I'll never ride a roller coaster again.
I rode this roller coaster 2 years before this happened.
I didn't realize the operator could, like, mess with it, like, that the operator even, like, operates anything. I thought it just hit go, and it just goes.
Well, that's a matter of contention. So the 28-year-old
I don't know anything about roller coasters.
The 28-year-old operator was fired, arrested, and charged with violation of public health and safety law. He faced a $1,000 fine and 3 years in prison if found guilty. The operator claimed that he was not planning to let the train ride a second circuit and that it was, in fact, impossible for the operator of the ride to disengage the brake system of the Jackrabbit roller coaster. So your assumption is correct, Trove. He should not have had that capability. There's no, like, button that lets you do that. It just goes and then stops.
Huh. That's terrifying. I don't know what to believe. I think my opinion doesn't matter.
That's the scariest thing of all.
I'm fine with it.
The three victims, all riding in the first car of the train, were treated at a local hospital and later released. According to the park's former ride director, many employees had complained to management about the problems with the ride's brakes. Operators and patrons complained that the cars would often pass through the brakes and come to a stop past the normal point of unloading, sometimes up to several times a day, leaving the operator no choice but to let the train make another circuit so that the passengers could be unloaded properly. Park officials confirmed that they had received such complaints, but that the ride was inspected by park maintenance workers in response to each complaint, and that no evidence was found of mechanical error. Park management blamed the ride operators for such incidents. I don't know how the operators could be responsible for this if there's no way for them to bypass the brakes.
Free that guy.
They're just like, they've got like 16-year-olds, 20-year-olds running these rides, hitting these buttons, and then they're like, you are responsible for hundreds of people's lives. Are you ready for that, 16-year-old kid?
Oh, that's terrifying. Who knew they were operating these things?
Nearly all the park's ride supervisors and managers quit their jobs at Clementon in protest of the park's response to the situation. So they said, if you're going to blame the ride operator, we're out of here. You can't scapegoat somebody and expect us all to stick around and wait for it to happen to us.
Sure.
But the ride passed a park safety inspection after the accident. Clementon police also found the ride to be in safe operating condition.
So I remember riding this before this happened. And it was like I said, it was like very like the, it was an old, it was like an old wooden coaster from like decades and decades. So it was just like,
rickety.
It was made of wood.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, and that was like kind of the, I just remember kids like talking about it. It was just like, so everybody went on it. I remember going on it. And then I remember this accident happening because it was like on the news and stuff. And it was like, oh, I've been on there. And then I remember going the next year and it was like, that was all the kids talking about. It was like if you were like going to ride.
Are you brave enough? Yeah.
Yeah. Some kids were just like, I'm not going on that. But then other kids, it like made them like really want to go on it.
Yeah, yeah, it activated enticing. The thrill seeking. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it was like I survived the Jackrabbit. So I remember going on it after the ride, and it was still as scary, I guess. There's like nails sticking out of it.
Yeah, sure. I guess when I went on it in 1996, I was like, oh, I'm not, you know, I go on roller coasters all the time as a 13-year-old kid. I've done this before, no big deal. And then there's not even any loops in this one. And then when I get up there, it's like, it's swaying in the breeze. It's like, it's missing.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
the seatbelt's frayed
like
a little.
Older than your grandparents. It's like...
You're riding it. It's like, did that say Kilroy was here carved into the pole? How old is this?
Well, after 81 years in operation, the Jackrabbit Coaster was closed to the public in 2002. The coaster remained standing but not in operation for years until it was eventually demolished in 2007. It was the oldest roller coaster operating at the time of its closure.
Wow, that's how fucking old this thing was. This thing was like,
and I guess this,
is it 1919? That's
yeah, it's insane. It was before they had like electricity.
like
it
I
used
think
to work
it,
with
like,
a crank,
it's like,
yeah.
Like a, going into a mine with one of those little carts.
Yeah,
you know, it's
right, like yeah.
Or like you pump it each side and it's like one of the old timey like railroad, like old timey things were happening when this thing was built.
Yeah, this was
during World War I when this thing was built.
Yeah,
old timey things. Yeah.
So this thing, so the Jackrabbit was eventually closed down, but they didn't want to let the accident be the thing that did it, so they let it run for a few years before they finally
to give it dignity,
it.
Some dignity.
Yeah,
give it some dignity.
They didn't want it to go out on a bad note.
I watched a video of somebody riding it in 2001, and it's like, this thing's old, man. like, this thing is fucking like, I don't know. You're rolling the dice. But so I got like, I was like, I remember this. Like, I like looked up all this stuff and I found a entry on CoasterBuzz.com's forum that says Jackrabbit crash 10th anniversary. And the person who wrote is L from NJ, Tuesday, August 5th, 2008. Now, I don't know if this is actually the person they say they are, but I mean, this is a very specific thing to make to catfish this person.
Unverified, yes. But come on. All right.
It's a weird thing to troll about.
Yeah. So they said, today is the 10th anniversary of the Jackrabbit crash at Clementon Park in New Jersey. It was very quietly torn down last December. It was kind of sad since so many people have wonderful memories of the park, and especially of this old wooden coaster. However, since I was one of the people who were hurt in the accident, I had mixed feelings because it was my first roller coaster ride when I was six. It was my twins' 9th birthday and the last ride for us before we were going to leave for their special dinner. We had to convince my older daughter to join us. It looked like more fun than usual because the operator was running it twice around since there were so few people in line. But on our second time around, the train didn't slow for the hairpin turn, and we crashed into the building next to the track. The three people in front were hurt the worst with head injuries. I don't know about the other two injuries, but the next day I could barely hold my head up. I was diagnosed with a sprained neck, which still gives me pain. Thank God the children weren't hurt. My wild child got past her fear by going on another coaster at our next trip to an amusement park a few months later, but the other two have never been on another, no matter how many times we've told them that they survived a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I hope everyone else on that ride has gotten over it. We never will.
They still went to amusement parks and went on other roller coasters?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that.
I would, like, never...
That's, yeah, I know. Wild. I don't know. I don't know that I would ever go on a...
He doesn't mention anything about a settlement or a payout either. It sounds like he just got a neck injury for his trouble. It doesn't sound like...
10 years of hurting your neck? That's horrible. I think my neck
doesn't sound like there was any kind of settlement.
So I don't know.
Yikes. And to lose your love, and for those children to lose their love of amusement park rides for the rest
that's
of their
the
life.
Real, never... That's the real tragedy.
That's the real crime here. Clementon replaced the Jackrabbit with another wooden coaster, the Hellcat, but it appears to be down for service very often. I looked it up, and I guess wooden roller coasters are just more temperamental in general. And for the sake of safety, they are constantly inspecting it and making sure that weather conditions are optimal. In 2007, the park was purchased by Adrenaline Family Entertainment for an undisclosed amount. Over the next 3 years, they made major renovations and added attractions to bring renewed life to the park. Laguna Kahuna, a large interactive water playland, was added in 2008.
What was that again?
Laguna Kahuna? That's a pretty good rhyme scheme.
I just like that. Yeah, that's good.
It's fun to say. Followed by the Ring of Fire and Thunder Drop in 2010 and Torpedo Rush in 2011.
Yeah, so this is way after I stopped going. So I never got the experience.
I looked up
Thunder Drop.
I looked up photos. I looked up YouTube video of this. These all look like really cool rides. Some much needed updating in the mid 2000s. On November 21st, 2011, the park was purchased by Gary Story and Kieran Burke of Premier Parks LLC through a new subsidiary, Clementon Lake Holdings LLC. Big Wave Bay, a 23,000 square foot wave pool, was added for the 2012 season.
Big Wave Bay.
It's a good name. I like these rhyme schemes.
That can hold a lot of piss.
For the 2019 season, the park added 4 new rides, a swinging ship, Tilt-A-Whirl, Scrambler, and a kiddie coaster called the Dragon Coaster. The latter ride had been relocated from Bowcraft Amusement Park in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, which had closed permanently the season beforehand.
So they were like, you got to eat.
So it wasn't an original ride.
You guys got any dragon-themed kids coasters you're looking to get rid of? Actually, we do.
Trying to dump.
Anything just lying around? What's the negotiation process for that roller coaster? You're like, man, I saw a dragon, a kitty dragon roller coaster.
I don't know. That's
and
not
another that, amusement that... park around the corner. So. This is, I don't know if this is the one I'm looking for.
It's not as colorful as I.
You have a different color.
Yeah, it's not as colorful as I
you
like.
In a different color.
The dragon's just not scary, you know. Try to scare these toddlers.
I try to scare some kids.
Kids love dragons. Dragons, dinosaurs, big monsters. I think it's good direction. But it wasn't enough. On September 8th, 2019, the park abruptly closed without warning. Despite tickets being sold for future events and other planned events later in the season, everything was canceled.
Damn. They were like, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
It almost work anymore.
All the water dried
up. That was
out.
Pre-pandemic, too. They can't even blame that. They were like 6 months away from being able to
like peak park
get all
season.
That PPP yeah. money and all that government bailout money.
Damn. Government roller coaster money.
Sesame took the bailout. Sesame Place took the bailout, and all the employees got Corvettes.
Corvettes. Oh, yeah. We were living high.
Living high on Sesame Street.
Those kids, yeah, they bought Corvettes. $2,000 that one time.
Elmo and Grover pulling up with the top down. Oh, well, they're the corporate. They're at the head of the corporation. They're getting the money is up top. You're getting, you know, you. The guys down at the bottom get what's left.
You know the dragon's wetting his beak.
You know the dragon gets paid first.
Dragon's got to wet his beak.
Following the closure, a press release announcing the sale of the park at a public auction to be held on March 23rd, 2021 was released.
I would have bought like a big like trash can or something.
No, they were selling the whole thing. You had to buy
it. The whole lot.
Oh.
You had to buy all the trash cans and the roller coasters and the water slides.
I can't afford that.
The park in its entirety was sold to an undisclosed buyer for $2,370,000, which seems like a steal to me. Yeah.
Steal.
The buyer was quickly revealed to be the real estate developer Gene Staples, who had bought and reopened the closed Indiana Beach Amusement Park in Monticello, Indiana, the year before.
So Gene Staples just loves amusement parks. Is an amusement park baron, I guess.
Yeah.
He's like, open that one and open that one.
I think Gene Staples is a future Scooby-Doo villain. You own this many amusement parks and you're bound to end up creeping around one of them trying to get some kind of insurance payout.
Gene Staples, he's just like a millionaire who just wants people to enjoy his
parks.
His roller coasters in his parks.
Yeah, I'm sure that's all it is. I'm sure he's not worried about
money.
He's
a maniac.
He's not worried about
money. This guy's a maniac.
He's got a Willy Wonka complex.
He just loves giving Dippin' Dots to children. It's not about dollars. So I found a Reddit. This was right before they reopened. It's on the roller coaster Reddit, and it's the thing says, rumor, is Clementon Park closing for good? And this person, Kenobi Coaster, said, the fact that they were closed for Guest Appreciation Day is the perfect swan song for this train wreck of a park. I'll still never forget the time Hellcat launched a piece of steel into the thankfully and forever empty queue. So that might have happened. The new roller coaster might have fired a piece of steel into the line. That luckily, since nobody wanted to, but ride the roller coaster, no one got killed.
Don't blame Gene Staples. It's his first day. Allegedly. It's his first day.
He just got here. Following a 2-year hiatus, Clementon Park and Splash World reopened on June 25th, 2021. All 8 of the water park attractions were open, but only a limited number of thrill and family rides were in operation. Discounted admission tickets were offered through the end of June. The 2022 season is going strong right now with new attractions planned for next summer. They got a page about it on their website, all the things they're planning on doing. They're going to open a shopping center and start, I guess, doing some Clementon Park branded stuff. And
Gene, hit us up.
Yeah, looking up for Clementon. Gene, if you're listening. Why wouldn't he be? Who else is talking about Clementon Park?
No. You just ruined it.
Oh, you blew the deal.
Just fucked it up.
Can't cut that part. It's too intrinsic to the episode.
It's part of your character arc.
Yeah, it's part of my character. Right, episodes in the future won't make sense if we edit that out, so.
Right, exactly.
You guys have anything else you want to nostalgize about Clementon Park before we sign off?
I think they should let you go upside down on the Gravitron again.
Bring it back.
They bring it back. They won't let you do it, and then like, let me just do it.
No, that's...
Let me do it.
That's how it reverberated all the way to the Hellcat, and it made the fucking piece of steel fly off.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Because of gravity, because of magnets.
You're right. Remember, we're going to find out the name of that ride.
Yeah, someone let us know.
Okay, that's pretty much all there is to know about Clementon Park and Splash World. Please check out our website, www.southfellini.com. That's SOUTHFELLINI.com for cool Philly-inspired merch. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We're at South Fellini everywhere. Follow along and join in the conversation. We want to hear from you. Look out for new episodes of the podcast every Monday. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and don't pee in the pool.
Good advice.